Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Real question, and I want you to give an honest answer. What do you do for a living, and would you recommend someone else doing that job? 314-531-9898. I'm curious to survey like the landscape of people listening right now of like jobs that people would be like, yes, get into this field, do this job. I love it. It pays well. I'm happy. Or if you're like, look, I do it. I get by, but I would not recommend it to like my kids or some students. 314-531-9898. Kevin actually had this dilemma yesterday.
Yeah, I got a chance to tour our stations here at in Odyssey, and my alma mater, Lewis and Clark. The radio program came by to take a look at the radio station, and things have changed a lot since I was in the program, because we used to do internships. They don't do those anymore. It's a profession that I feel is getting harder and harder to get into. I want to grow this profession. We need young people in this profession. Otherwise, you're going to have a bunch of people over 50 like me, and eventually we're going to die. And that's not what we need in broadcasting. That's not what we need. But the landscape changes, and it becomes harder and harder to get a job like this. Plus, this job itself keeps devolving. It keeps trying to do more with less. And unfortunately, it's a hard job to make a living at, to actually make a real living at. So I was torn trying to talk to these kids about, you know, who are eager and are, you know, want to be in radio, going, you know, I told them, I said, hey, look, it's a great job. It's fun. However, it's difficult. It's hard to get into.
Would you recommend it, though?
Would I recommend it? No, unfortunately, I yeah. wouldn't. And I say that
it's different. Those kids have signed up for it, so they want it. So that's different. But if someone doesn't have, like, I don't know what I want to do with my life, wouldn't say yes, like, why don't you try radio?
Right.
I agree. I wouldn't probably do the same thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I would.
This is a hard industry. I want my kids, like, so if my kid came to me and says, I want to do radio, I wouldn't discourage him from doing what he wanted to do in his dreams. But recommending it is different. That's what I think is like, hey, it's one thing is like, hey, I'm going to this restaurant. What do you think about it? It's another thing, go to this restaurant, go to the, try this food.
Right.
I wouldn't do that. It's a tough industry. I want my kids to follow whatever dreams they do, but I probably wouldn't recommend radio.
I would. I feel like if you have the true passion to, you know, use your voice and communicate and talk, I think this is the perfect job for you. Our job is very fun. Our job,
it is a fun job,
allows us to be super involved in the community. I mean, if
you're
getting in it for the money, you're getting in it for the wrong reason.
Yeah, I love my job. I just think, would I recommend it to other people?
I still would. I still think, like, we are taken care of.
I'm just cut from a different cloth, too. Like, I'm a crazy person and embrace the crazy. I just think most people should. Like my wife's a mental health therapist. I think she would recommend being a therapist to other people. Do you think your wife is a teacher? I feel like most teachers say teaching's hard, but I would recommend being a teacher.
Yeah, it's very.
Do you think she would do that?
It's interesting. You know, we were kind of torn because we don't recommend my kids being in radio. Otherwise, they're going to live with us for the rest of their lives.
But what about teacher?
You know, but as a teacher, you know, we were torn because my daughter is studying to be a teacher.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was not the right career path for me, but my wife is excellent. Her grandparents have been teachers. My mom is a principal. My brother's a teacher. Her brother and sister are teachers. There's so many people who have taught in our family. Yes, I recommend it. And especially as an older person, that pension is awesome.
Another job that I'm curious out there if they're listening. I don't think I would recommend doctor.
Yeah, that's
really?
a very tough job.
I mean, I know it pays well because a lot of this focus has been on money. There's just a lot of time away from your family, a lot of student loan debt.
Yeah.
I've always heard doctors are sometimes like the brokest people because the student loan debt is piled up and it takes so long to catch up to it. So like, I don't know if like that's a hard lifestyle too, mm-hmm. away from your family. Like pilot, another job where you're constantly on the go away from your family. Another job, I don't know, like pays really well. So it's not just about money. I'm just curious out there, what job do you do? And you're like, get the hell away from this job. It sucks. And or what job do you do? And you're like, this job is awesome. And it might be like unexpected jobs, like
right.
garbage man, like love it. It's awesome. Pays well. You run the, I don't know, like whatever it is. 314-531-9898. All right, meet us here in 3 minutes because we have Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets. How about that? Just announced that Post Malone's going to open up and headline Coachella, and he's coming to Busch Stadium with Jelly Roll. We're going to have tickets in less than 4 minutes while we're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Interesting dilemma Kevin found himself in yesterday. A bunch of students coming from his alma mater, and he wanted to know, hey, if I was given the chance and opportunity to recommend my job to other people, would I do it? And I'm just curious how you feel about that. What do you do for a living, and would you recommend it to other people? 314-531-9898. Emily, what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher, and as much as I love it, and I get to go to work and make a difference every day and work with kids, It is a really hard job.
Really?
Lots of long nights. I take a lot of work home. And I have to say no and miss out to a lot of important events with other people in my life. Like,
that makes me sad.
I get 2 personal days a year.
Wow.
Yes, I get my summer off. But, like, if there's a wedding, a friend out of town, I might have to say no to that. If my friends are going on a group trip, you know, mid-October, I have to say no to these things, and you miss out on really important things.
That's so interesting. I go back and forth when radio gets hard, because it's a hard industry too, to feel like to make a living, to make it in this industry. I always go, man, I should have been a teacher. I would have been a good coach and a teacher. So it's so interesting to hear, Emily, the other side of things, like, yeah, this would have been hard too, Brett. So you just chose a bunch of hard stuff in your life.
Right.
But it's so interesting.
We had a lot of teachers text in on the text line saying how, like, the education system has changed so much, how, like, teachers are very overloaded and underpaid, and so that they wouldn't recommend it, actually.
It's so interesting. Claire, you're an electrical engineer?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No Bluetooth or speakerphone, Claire.
I'm an electrical engineer, specifically in the aerospace industry. And I really love it. I mean, it's one of those jobs where you feel like you can always find a job, and our hours are really flexible. It's awesome. I would love to get more women in STEM. I am the only female in my office, but all the men I work with are really wonderful. And it's one of those jobs where you're kind of going to be learning the rest of your life.
Wow.
You can keep going as an engineer. You can take a management route. Mm. There's just so many opportunities. And the aerospace industry is pretty awesome.
I feel like that's interesting. Like, there's always a job. Like, I don't know any other rocket scientists, and very
it
few
just
of them.
It sounds
really
intimidating.
Yeah, I think the problem is math.
Yeah.
Schooling.
Yeah. There's definitely some math. It's my particular job. There's a lot of coding, which I know that is becoming a big staple in education. I mean, maybe I'm wrong about that, but that's what it seems to be. So it seems like it'll be a bit more...
Claire, your job just sounds cool. You use words like coding and aerospace and rockets. Mm-hmm. And
I don't even know what aerospace is.
Like, you just sound cool.
It's not that scary. So I think that more people should do it. It's really awesome. And starting salaries are very nice. Benefits are really good.
Our starting salary and benefits, like, well, you get to talk about Taylor Swift a lot.
Exactly, yes.
And that really is rewarding for you.
You're actually going to have to pay us.
Yeah. Melissa, what do you do for a living, and would you recommend it?
I'm a direct support professional for disabled individuals, and I would definitely recommend it.
Oh.
It is hard work.
Okay.
It is very fulfilling. So I worked in accounting for 30 years, and then I went to this job, and I wish I'd have been at this job for 30 years.
And wow. I love hearing that.
Me too. That's awesome.
My wife, who is a mental health therapist, when she was actually going to WashU for a while, she was worked with, you know, kids with disabilities and things like that. And she talked about, like, sometimes it was the most rewarding work that she's ever done in her life, and there's just this level of purity and love and joy that she got every single day.
And for my job, you just have to have a high school education, and you can do it.
Wow.
Love it. Thank you. I highly recommend it. Yeah. Nicole, what do you do for a living, and would you recommend it?
So I am a massage therapist, and I would absolutely recommend it.
Like,
yeah, I tell everyone I have the best job ever because it's not a stressful job.
I hope not.
No. Well, my main thing, I like to take, you know, the stress and pain away from people, and you can do it naturally.
That's a great point, yeah.
Whether it's in their muscles or if they have to vent, you know, however you have to de-stress that day, that's what you can do.
But see, like, your job is really hard, though. Like, I have to give my wife a 10-minute massage, and I'm watching that clock every single time I put the timer on. So I don't know how you do it.
Do you constantly feel, like, relaxed? Like, I feel like I would not do well, like, being in a dark room all day, listening to, like, calming music, like, I feel like I would just be drained.
Fall asleep?
I mean, it can be physically draining. You know, I do a lot of deep tissue work. So physically, it's like a light workout for 7 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
But,
Yeah, that's what I tell my wife.
I always joke.
Like, yo, you go get a massage. This is like a workout, okay? Like, hey.
Fred.
Right. Well, I always joke because, like, my blood pressure is always, like, really good, you know, a little low and...
Yeah, you sound calm.
So. Right.
Yeah, you sound real relaxed. Thank you so much for the call, Nicole. Roxy, what do you do for a living and would you recommend it?
I'm an analytical chemist and I wouldn't really recommend it right now.
Why? What is an analytic chemist thing to do?
Analyze data on analyzers for all sorts of kind of toxins, ranging from toxicology to... fungi, mold.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Is this dangerous?
No. It's not dangerous. It's mostly like, you know, like hay and straw and soybeans and corn. And
Would you mostly not recommend it because you have to work with soybeans and hay and fungi?
No, it's just a hard industry to be in the chemistry world. Places aren't always accredited. They're not always up to par. You're always having to watch your back, make sure that you're working at a good environment.
Who knew that existed? Wow. Yeah, super interesting.
Man,
wow.
Oh, man.
Thank you for sharing, Roxy, and doing what you do. We appreciate it.
No problem. Keeping y'all safe.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, right. That was so interesting. Oh, oh,
oh. O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.